Miss Bryant's eyes flickered, then cracked enough to reveal a sliver of shadowed green. Her lips moved, but made no sound. The chloroform had likely turned her mouth to cotton. Alex strode to the drinking pitcher and half-filled a tin cup. Slipping a hand behind the lady's shoulders, he eased her up just high enough so she could sip the water. This should help. Only take a little, though. She gulped twice, like a starved kitten finally given milk. Then she sank back as another moan slid from her lips. Let me get something for the pain. Setting the cup on the bedside table, he turned to get the tincture of laudanum he'd measured. Once again, he fitted his hand under her shoulders, careful to avoid the bandages on her back. Here you go. After swallowing, she sank against the thin pillow, and her pale green eyes found his. Thanks. The words seemed to take effort, and combined with the power of her gaze, formed a lump in his throat. You're welcome. His voice rasped, so he cleared it. Her gaze was so intense he couldn't hold it. Do you remember what happened, Miri? Gideon's voice brought a welcome distraction. Alex turned back to his work table and plunged the mortar hard against the herb root in the pestle. His brain must still be strained from the surgery. I was on my way home. Her voice was rough, and the words came slowly. Was she having trouble remembering? They'd need to watch her for damage to the brain. There was a deer. A buck. I didn't want to bring him down, but I knew I should. I started to dress him. Her words picked up speed, but stopped suddenly. Alex stole a glance behind him. The delicate skin between her brows drew together. Gideon patted her shoulder. It's all right. I pretty much know what happened after that. Was on my way out when I heard your shot, then you screamed. If it makes you feel better, the mountain lion carcass is lying beside that buck you brought down. Her face relaxed into the hint of a smile, although creases at the corners of her eyes signaled the pain she still felt. At least there's something to show for this trouble. I'm sorry, Gideon. I didn't mean to put you through so much. He huffed a dramatic sigh. You always have been trouble. You're one to talk. She raised a brow. Alex turned back to his work table to hide his smile. How many times had he teased his younger sister Kathleen that way? And their middle sister, Britt, had been able to give it back better than he could dish it out. That is, before. He ground harder on the mortar, pushing back thoughts of Britt. He needed to get this powder put away before dust contaminated it. Working in Dad's apothecary shop, he'd learned to protect the integrity of the herbs at all cost. As Alex reached for an empty glass jar, he tried to tune out the conversation behind him. It wasn't hard, because Miss Bryant's voice had grown so soft he could barely make out the words. Probably the laudanum kicking in. And she did need to rest. Time to call an end to visiting hours. He turned and leaned back against the work counter to watch the scene. Gideon was telling her a story about a horse, but Miss Bryant's eyelids sagged. Every few seconds, they would droop so low they concealed the green depths, then they'd pop back up to almost full mast, only to repeat the process. The faint dusting of freckles across her nose and cheeks were like Kathleen's, but that's where the resemblance ended. Nothing else about this woman made him think of a sister. In fact, very much the opposite.